Yeah, hello. In the podcast version of the show, we continue with the A to Z of sexual fetishes with By the By's Bradford and Angela. If you've been following this closely, you'll be well aware that we're starting at the letter K. As long as you've been following the previous podcast and are aware of the concept of the English alphabetical order, we go right through to O, which stands for orange juice. I do have a pulp orange juice fetish. Judge me all you want, I won't change. Also, we do a segment called Don't Call, and that's where I specifically request people to not call up the show on 131060. It's very important. People seem to think it's funny that they call the show.
Oi, you said don't call. How about we call? That'll be hilarious.
It's not hilarious, but it's hilarious enough to put on the podcast. And also, we put out on 131060, are you missing a finger? It was a very slim amount of people that we were appealing to in that one, because obviously, if you're missing a finger, you're very much likely to call the show. If you're missing two fingers, you're also very much likely to call the show. Now, the more fingers you lose, the more chance you have of not actually being able to dial 131060 to get involved in the conversation anyway. We almost shot ourselves in the foot, but we managed to find enough who fell within the bell curve. Enjoy the podcast!
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
All week we've been doing this.
Give me the A to Z. You got a fetish for my
love. Oh, that's nasty.
The A to Z of fetishes.
A to Z of fetishes. We've been doing them all week and we are now up to the letter K, knife play, which, as far as I'm concerned, on this new website I've joined, is way more common than people are leading on.
It is quite common, yeah.
Obviously, trust is the biggest thing.
Yes.
And then?
I was going to say, because we've seen it at some of the play parties that we've been to. There's been some. And it's fascinating to watch. I love to watch it.
Yeah, because they're just barely, you know, right on the surface of the skin.
So it's actually almost sort of like cutting and making impact. I thought it was more of a threatening object rather than...
No, it's actually...
No, actually cutting.
Yeah, drawing very small lines.
Oh, I see.
And can, you know, because it's also scarring. I can't remember the word is for the scarring play, but it's along that same line.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was like sort of like you'd hold it up against someone's neck and the thrill
and
of it
threaten
kind of
them.
Thing. Well, kind of like a consensual threaten. Me and Main Squeeze Nick have been doing it wrong. We've been doing a beginner's course. I've just used a plastic spork. I'm like... You just watch yourself over there.
Change tact on that one. Let's go on to L, lithophilia.
Do you know about lithophilia?
That's got to do with words.
Writing?
No.
No.
The arousal of stone and gravel.
Oh. I'm hard as a rock.
Have you ever had sex on like a bed of pebbles, like at a beach where like the sand grain isn't as granulated?
No.
No, we have had sex on the beach though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's but good. Not...
Only sandy beaches.
Only sandy beaches, not rocky beaches. Mm. We have had sex on rocks though.
On rocks, yes.
Yeah.
Like on mountainsides and things like that. Mountaintops,
Okay.
Hashtag Tasmania.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad.
No, it was nice.
I always kind of think I could get like a salt grinder and sort of like grind some up on someone's back with a bit of hot oil. Mm-hmm. Treat them like a piece of marinated barbecue steak and then I rub my body over theirs.
Mm. Yeah.
So do you think it's more having sex like on rocks and stones, or do you think it's more looking at them and the visual appeal of them?
Or maybe putting them on your body.
Yeah, a little bit of both, but I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I'm a textures man. And
we haven't heard that.
And I think like sort of rub it like the gravelly rub up, like instead of like the full on smooth, like a bit of like friction kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Like a hot stone massage that turns into something a little, you know, darker.
Yeah, I think so. I don't mind that. Lithophilia. M, mummification.
Yeah.
That's a little too intense for me.
I love the way you look at each other, as in you've got a story for every single one of those. You're just like, do we say it?
Well, I mean, of course you try a lot of things. Yeah. And like being wrapped in a towel and being, you know, wrapped or swaddled almost with blankets and stuff. It's I'm not claustrophobic, but I need to have a little bit of movement.
Mm. Yeah, I like to have a little bit of give. Even being bound otherwise, there's still a little bit of movement, or at least, you know, I don't know, but it's that just being pent up tight, I cannot do that.
Mm-mm.
So what sort of things are we talking about to mummify? Tissue paper, glad wraps, tapes, ropes?
I would say not ropes.
No.
My guess would be mostly sheets and things like that.
Large. Sheets, blankets.
Oh, I see.
Towels. Maybe towels.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's that, again, it's like, I would imagine swaddling.
Yes.
Would be a good sort of surrogate for that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
N, needle play.
This is another one that I've seen online. Yeah.
I love needle play.
Do you?
Have not you? Not doing it, because I've never participated in it, but I would be very curious to. But watching it is just fascinating to me, yeah.
Yeah, to see, we've seen somebody, she had 30 IV needles that were all the way down her spine.
Yeah.
Just and then, fed through.
Yeah.
It was,
it was beautiful to see it.
Mm. And it made a beautiful pattern. It was just, gorgeous.
A lot of people do it on their nipples and areolas and boobs as well, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They look painful to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the boobs.
But it's,
not
going deep, though.
Yeah. You know,
it's just under the skin.
So did you never as a child, so I used to do this as a kid, I would take a safety pen.
Put it through your hand.
Yeah. And put it through your finger. Right. Yeah. And you know.
I tried to do that the other day because I tried to insert a 5 cent piece into my hand as I had to make it. It didn't work, but I tried for a while. But this is tough skin, not my baby soft supple milky nipple skin that we're talking about here.
Perhaps we could try it with you, because Angela's always wanted to give it a go.
Oh god, producer Phyllis is just wiggling his fingers going, 5,000 followers, needle play with Whippy the Tush Kangaroo and Angela. Let's just do one more for tonight. Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Mm.
Is that a...
Just me?
is that really a... I'm sure it's a thing for somebody.
I mean, with the pulp, obviously.
Of course.
Not weird.
Of course, yeah. Well, you need that texture.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a texture guy.
See, there you go.
I don't know if you've heard that.
It burns when you dip your junk in it, I'm sure.
Does it really?
Oh, I assume so. It's highly acidic.
Yeah, that's true. I did, when I was young, hear a story that you could, like, core out a lemon and use it as a fake vagina. Had to wear a condom for that one.
Well, so, you know... I've actually got a bit of a story, if I can tell it here. A grapefruit.
Yes.
You know, I remember as a child reading that you could do it with a grapefruit. You take grapefruit, cut off both ends, put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's
and
what
then
I did.
You go and have sex with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the second time I did that, I accidentally put it in the microwave for a minute.
Oh, dear.
Stuck my junk in it.
Oh, no.
Holy baby Jesus.
Oh, God.
It burned. I screamed. I threw the grapefruit. It was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my mom the next day was like, where's my grapefruit?
And she just sees this mashed up grapefruit back in the fruit bowl. Yeah, bit like, weird.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The A to Z of fetishes. We'll get some more tomorrow night with Bradford and Angela from By the Bar.
He looks like Jesus and sounds like the devil. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
But right now, I mean, I won't even say the number 131060 because this is the part of the show, and I can't really explain why, but all I ask for the whole of Australia is to not call the show right now. On 131060. Can't really explain why. It's something to do with the phone lines. It's very important that we keep them all in action. Someone who were to ring up on 131060 would then engage that phone line. That phone line is then busy. Very important that we don't do that right now. I mean, technically, I would have to answer any calls that come through on 131060 by law. Producer Felix has to answer it, pass it forward to me. But it's a segment where I just say that it's don't call time. Don't call. Under any circumstance, do not call the show right now on 131060. Last week, I don't think people understood the concept very well. People seemed to have maybe the signal cut out when I said don't call, and they thought I meant call. And the week before that, it was our busiest phoner of the night, and people also must have tuned down in the bit where I said don't and just heard the call. 131060. Very important not to call 131060 right now, just for another 30 seconds. That's all I ask, to leave the phone lines absolutely vacant and open. That way we can just get through something very important. I'm not really allowed to mention much about it, but just can't stress enough on 131060. Do not call. Reese.
How
are
we doing?
Yeah, not good, mate. Not good. Obviously.
Why is that?
Well, you're clearly not listening to the show because I just said don't call. You've called up for something.
I've never been good at listening to instructions.
Mate, not happy with you. Not happy one bit. Couldn't make it more clear. Not to call on 131060. Tim from Croydon. Mate, get off the phone. I'll just tell you right now, this isn't Pizza Hut or the taxi company. I get it every now and then. People make a wrong call, dial the wrong number. You've called a radio station, and this is actually the time where we're not taking any calls.
I heard call 131060.
No, mate. No, that's the bloody thing. I was saying don't call. I understand.
Oh, don't.
Down.
Oh, yeah. I missed the don't.
Okay, I guess you'll be forgiven this time. I mean, just looking through your caller history, you did call up last week at this time as well and the week before. It's a bit of a strange coincidence, not entirely sure why that's happening. Jason from Sydney, please don't call the show. Are you aware of that?
Oh, man, I had to touch your buttons, eh?
I don't understand what's going on here, guys. It's not some sort of like prank or some sort of reverse psychology, or I'm saying it in a tongue-in-cheek way. I can't stress enough. Not call on 131060. Please, Jason.
Wakey.
Yeah, no. Always encourage the other 23 hours of the day and 58 minutes, but please, just refrain from calling. Splinters in Mildura. You sound like the kind of guy that would actually do this because I said don't call, that you would call.
Yeah, don't call. Yeah, righto.
There's no laughing about it. I don't understand why you're like bringing sort of anger to the show. I'm really trying to do a good thing here.
I'm just helping you out.
Yeah, no, you're not helping me out, mate. That's the bloody thing. You're not supposed to be calling on 131060, which is why I don't understand why Carly from Victoria is calling as well.
How you going?
Yeah, no, not good, mate, at this point in time. I would have thought, mate, I can understand a couple of males late at night, shift worker, but you sound like a very highly educated woman.
Oh, no, stop that. I live in Shelley, Victoria, beautiful place.
Couldn't care less at this point. Couldn't care less. Any other time of the day, I'm all ears, mate, but you don't understand.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, how about you don't tell me not to call?
No, not happening. Mick, in Sydney, I cannot stress enough, guys. I'm not bloody joking here. This is... It's a minor emergency, and if you knew what I knew right now, you wouldn't be calling. Trust me, Mick.
Morning, Jesus.
Shut up. Taylor from Mildura. I don't understand.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, you sound like a sweet person. I get it. But please, don't call.
I just had to because you said not to.
Yeah, but that's not the aim of this thing. Like, people think that this is like a little jokey kind of thing. And I don't think they hear in my voice. I'm actually getting more angry with every single call that comes through.
Okay, then.
This is
I'm
great
sorry.
To watch.
No, it's not great. So, producer Felix, can you please have my back on this? Because you should understand, of all people, why I've requested not to call right now.
Look, I'm fully aware of the gravity of the situation right now, but seeing you get gradually more and more angry, oh, priceless.
Taylor has finally understood on 131060 not to call. She's just hung up. She finally some sense in this show that someone has actually recalled the severity of the thing, and Mix then hung up as well. Thank you. Everyone who didn't call them will put it down as a grammatical error. People obviously didn't hear. The phone lines are now open again on 131060, and now everyone is bloody hung up.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Are you missing a finger? Or a thumb? I mean, or you know what? We'll also accept on 131060 if you're missing a toe of some sort. So 20 options there. Count them all. I'm sure you will be aware if you're lacking a finger or a thumb or a toe or something. But if that's the case, 131060, want to hear from you right now because there's an article going viral at the moment about yubitsume. It's a Japanese word and is well known amongst Yakuza members. But what exactly is it? Well, yubitsume is chopping off someone's pinky finger. And it originated with the Yakuza and the Japanese back in the day of people that were deemed untrustworthy. People that couldn't keep their promises. And of course, the pinky finger, aka the pinky promise, in Japan is very sacred, a very important thing to do. Trust and honour is one of the big ones. So the Yakuza would chop off all or part of the baby finger, and it would bring great dishonour. It was quite the shameful thing back in the day. And it was also used in gangs to commit to the gang itself. Go, well, you want to be in this gang, you better chop off a bit of your a little pinky finger. Very interesting stuff. But on 131060, I do wonder, are you missing a finger? And then maybe I could try and guess which one it is, or which toe. I mean, Tom Thumb, who have you got? You got Tom Thumb, Peter Pointer, Toby Tall, Ruby Ring, and Baby Small. Those are the five bad boys. They've all got, like, a use each, don't they? Tom, if you were missing a thumb, couldn't give the thumbs up. If you're missing the index finger, you couldn't just be pointing at things willy-nilly. That's the pointing finger. The one in the middle, that's your rude finger. Couldn't put up the rude finger. Ruby ring. How are you going to get a ring on that finger? Couldn't get married on your wedding ring finger. and the baby one, well, you couldn't pinky promise someone, could you? 131060, are you missing a finger? Play a bit of a guessing game next and we'll see if it impacts your life in any way. And I know a famous footballer back in the day. He was missing a finger. He didn't let that stop him. He was a gun with the footy still. I'll let you know next, but 131060, if you're missing a finger or a toe, any digits, start dialing the digits now, 131060. It's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. We are looking for a shit shout-out to go on the air a little later. Make sure you send us your DMs on Insta. That's the only way you will get your shit shout-out on, but to make sure it's super shit, because we can only choose one, and we're choosing the shittest. Right now on 131060, are you missing a finger? Or multiple fingers, perhaps? We will accept toes at this point as well. An article getting around explaining why Yakuza members chop off their pinky fingers. It's quite an interesting tradition steeped in history. Not only is it to show your commitment to the Yakuza gang, but they also used to do it if you had gambling debts. They'd chop off a bit of your pinky finger because that's the promise finger, the old pinky promise. Shows that you're very untrustworthy. Brought great shame to a Japanese man missing a bit of his pinky finger. 131060, not accusing anyone of being part of the Yakuza, especially not you, Danielle, but you are missing a finger. Don't tell me which one just yet. Explain the story. Were you born this way, Lady Gaga, or did you do it in some sort of workplace accident?
Exactly that, a workplace accident a couple of years ago.
All right, what was the work?
In a bakery.
Oh, dearie me. I was hoping it would have just been one of those clean carpenter chainsaw injuries where it's just done and dusted straight away, but this sounds like a bit more traumatic and tedious than that. What instrument was it decapitated with?
It doesn't sound that bad. It was crushed between a trolley and a pole.
Crushed between the trolley
and
the pole.
But it was an awfully heavy trolley and lots of pieces.
Oh, God. So it was a crushing rather than a chopping or a sawing. I'm imagining one of the big three. I'm thinking big three at this point. Either the Peter Pointer, Toby Tall, or Ruby Ring. Hmm. Am I getting warmer or am I off the mark?
You're off the mark.
Oh, you've jammed your bloody pinky, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God. You are part of the Yakuza! The bakery Yakuza. God, a pinky crushing. And then what, you had to go to the hospital and amputate it?
We tried to fix it for about half a year and then we took it off.
It just wasn't taken. It was getting a bit gangrenous and mouldy, was it, by the end? Just wasn't accepting the blood flow back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad one to lose. I've always thought if you were going to have to make one finger redundant, it's probably your ruby ring. Because you can kind of like disguise that in the middle of it there. And Daniel Chick, who was an AFL player for Hawthorn and West Coast, won a premiership with them actually. He was a great footy player. Didn't let that stop him.
Yeah, I've seen heaps of photos of people with like ray amputations in the middle, and they stitched their hand together like it was never there.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, apart from not being able to do the odd pinky promise, is there anything else that annoys you about not having the pinky anymore?
It's mostly my kids. Sometimes it freaks them out, or shaking hands with people the first time you meet them.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the look on their face change because they're a little confused why your hand's so small.
Yeah, for sure. As a 10-fingered man, I must admit, this is an honest show, that I do get a little fright when I'm not expecting a 4-finger shake. I think the thing that would annoy me the most about not having the pinky finger, sometimes when I like see some like idiot driving around in a massive, like really expensive car that I know they can't actually afford, I like to put my little finger up, like indicating that they've got a small penis and they're compensating. Yeah. That must give you the willies as well a little bit. Oh, I guess you could use your right hand or the other hand for that, couldn't you?
Probably. But with the phone's getting bigger now as well. You can't hold up your phone anymore and send a text because usually you've got your pinky underneath.
Yeah, it wouldn't get bigger than that stability, would it?
I can't reach the top of my phone anymore.
Oh, never do one of those ones where you're lying on your back in bed and you've got the phone up over your head because I don't think there's enough support there. It's going to fall on your eye socket and you'll have to get one of those amputated as well.
Yeah.
Stay safe, Danielle. Stay safe. Thanks
no problem.
For
thank you.
Cheers. Ryan from Victoria on 131060. You're missing two fingers.
Brian, yep. It's Brian, not Ryan.
Oh, Brian with a B. That's producer Felix's fault. Don't judge me with that one. Now, what two fingers are we speaking here? Please not let it be the peace fingers. Please not both the peace fingers.
No. Actually, it's a good story. And they say it's not a bad day. Friday, 13th of March in 1986. At 10:30 in the morning, my hand got pulled into an industrial roller.
Ooh.
And made my hand into French fries.
Oh, God.
The long fingers, done the old ET thing. Yeah. And they rebuilt the ring finger, but my finger I used to give the bird, they couldn't completely rebuild it, and they couldn't completely rebuild the pinky finger.
Oh, so somehow the ruby ring, he still managed to survive the accident, but it's both sides
rebuilt
of
that one.
Interesting.
It doesn't bend properly and all that, but it's it's still got a nail and all that sort of stuff. Whereas my little finger doesn't have a nail and can't bend all the way straight, and like they're actually completely chopped off down to the third knuckle for the bird.
Yep. Now I'm doing my like the action here. I'm putting down the fingers that you say you've lost, and I've got the fingers up that you say you've still got.
Yeah,
there's all sorts going on there. It's unfortunate, isn't it? Because if you lost the middle finger and the ring finger, you could be doing that constant rock on sign. But there's no international sign for the fingers you've lost. But hey, I'm glad that you've gotten out alive despite your fish fingers being flattened out there. It sounds like you've moved on with your life. Congratulations, Brian from Victoria. Something to be admired. Daniel from New South Wales on 131060. You're missing three fingers. Jesus Christ, it's not a competition, guys. We'll be having people ring up later. I've got no arms or any legs. How did I even call the show? Well, I don't know. Maybe you dialed it with your tongue. Let's just ease back on the old finger thing. How many fingers are missing on both hands? Is it a one-hand job, or this is you've been getting too curious with both of them?
Just a one-handed job, mate.
A one-handed job. Now, the middle three, an end three?
Yeah, the middle three.
I got the
little one, but I saved the top of that.
So you've almost lost three and a half in a way.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Hell's bells. I mean, you can do the the rock on kind of
the rock on. So,
the rock on. Yeah. You can pretend it's a bong. Apart from that, there's not too many other things. But what do you do? I mean, you probably couldn't get a job as a secretary doing like 50 words a minute. But apart from that, it wouldn't slow you down too much, would it?
Nah, not really, mate. Yeah. Just the for my kids and that, you know, like their shoelaces and buttons.
Of course. Yeah, right, I see. Is it on your riding hand, like your dominant hand, or your not
so dominant?
It was, hand? Oh, it was. You had to learn.
Yeah.
You had to mate, teach yourself left-handed.
Yep.
How long did it take for you to pretty much get as good as you were with your right hand on your left hand after the accident?
I was 14 when it happened. Well, I'm 38 now, or 37 now.
But are we talking like to learn how to write properly with your left hand? It's a month process, a year, 10 years?
Yeah, probably 2 years.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, sounds good. Daniel, you're leading so far. It's not a competition, but three fingers off, seven left. Don't lose any more. Renee from Melbourne. Wrap this up on 131060. How many fingers do you have?
Oh, it's not me. It's a friend of mine.
Oh, so you've still got the 10. You should be so lucky.
I am. A friend of mine went to a local shopping centre. And while he was having his bubble tea, an Asian guy came out, pulled out a sword from his tracksuit pants and went to attack him. My friend put his left hand up. And he got the ring finger and your big root finger taken off by the sword when he went to defend himself. And the reason why this young guy did it was initiation into a gang. So yeah, my friend lost his fingers over some guy trying to be part of a gang.
Oh, so the person, the gang request was you have to go and chop off someone's fingers.
Well, the thing was you have to attack someone with a sword.
Oh.
So when he pulled his sword out of his tracky pants, my friend put his arm up in defence because he sort of was
a bit,
he only lost his fingers, and then, you know, everybody else saw and it didn't go further than that. So I don't know whether he was expected to behead somebody or whatnot, but, an initiation.
Wrong place, wrong time, I guess, hey?
Very much so, yes.
Oh, man.
But kind of a cool story.
Cool story, in a way, yeah. And not entirely gangster either. The guy comes back to the gang. Oh, what'd you do? Well, I was hanging at the bubble tea just in the kitchen there. Then I whipped it out the sword. Let me in the gang.
I've always been interested to know how that ended for his side, but...
Mm. Yeah. Well, if I was the head of that gang, I'm not taking that. I mean, I'm not encouraging a long of chop at all, but I'm just saying that to be part of Danny Lakey's bad boy club, you're probably going to need to do more than that than hang out at a bubble tea joint.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, isn't it? And of course, he was obviously seen, so he wasn't very shifty or anything.
Deary me. Dumb gangster. Thanks for the call, though, Renee.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, cheers. Yep, sorry. Just lowered you down at the wrong time there, but thank you very much for the manners.